Welcome to Awakening Spirituality and Business Today, inspiring you to succeed with all your heart and soul. Your hosts today are Daniel Gutierrez, international business consultant, motivational speaker, and best-selling author, and Johnny Hernandez, proven business executive, passionate life and business coach, and founder of Living with Purpose, whose mission is to inspire teams and individuals to achieve their personal and professional best. Together, they'll light the path to help you achieve your absolute best. Without further ado, let's turn it over to Daniel and Johnny for today's illuminating discussion.
Welcome back, everyone, and you know, happy spring break for those of you that are on spring break this week. I don't know anyone that has a job's on spring break, but I know their kids are. And welcome back, Johnny Hernandez, my co-host of the show. I think about spring break, and my son's like, "I'm on spring break," and I'm like, "So? What's that got to do with me?"
It means, Dad, you got to run me from point A to point B because I'm going to go out and hang out with my buddies while you continue working.
Exactly. Well,
It's crazy, Daniel, as the kids get older, you know, and you don't have kids that are at home anymore. The only way I find out it's spring break is when I go to the airport and it's absolutely jam-packed with young families and kids heading out to Florida and California. That's how I find out it's spring break.
Yeah, I'm like, spring break? Well, who cares? I got to work. Well, listen, folks, today we're talking about something, speaking of kids. It's sacrifice. You know, and really the context is that this is Holy Week, and I'll let John explain a little bit more about that and what that means to him. But, you know, in the world of leadership, in the world of business, entrepreneurship, even humanship, if you want to make that word up, there are times when sacrifice is absolutely something that needs to be looked at. And I don't know that sacrifice means giving up all you have, but that's the conversation today. What is and I guess it'd be interesting is what's the difference between sacrifice and compromise? I mean, because maybe it's the same thing. So we want to talk today about when we get caught up in getting promoted faster, earning more money at the expense of others. We've kind of lost our way. We kind of touched on this a little bit when we did the diseases, the 15 diseases of leadership, according to Pope Francis. We kind of barely touched on it a little bit. But, Johnny, let's jump in there because sacrifices, I know for me as an entrepreneur, I've sacrificed a lot. But what we're talking about here today is what we do to help lift others up, not necessarily how we sacrifice. Because I think it's easy for a sacrifice in our own life. To sacrifice for the sake of someone else is a whole different story.
You know, as I think, it's just sacrifice comes in so many different forms. And I think of, I'm going to give you an example. I think of my wife. I think of Doreen when I think of sacrifice. And I think of what she does for me on a regular basis, every single day. While I am, so you know that, you know, right now, I mean, I'm traveling probably more than I care to. I'm on the road every week right now. I come home Friday,
right.
Saturday, and I'm, or Saturday, Sunday, I fly out early Sunday. What's fascinating is what I think of the sacrifices that she makes or she's made. Even, I'm going to give you just a simple example. One of the things that my wife is amazing at is... is her unselfishness. It's like when we're walking somewhere. I just think about it when we were coming out of Target the other night. And she bought a little package of these little Easter eggs, you know, the malted milk ones that I
oh,
really
yeah.
love those things. Right? Right?
They're on
and,
your diet, I know.
And we're walking out. That's it. And then she always, though, no matter what it is, so if she has a bag in her hand, she's always pulling out two, saying, "Here, honey," and giving me two. Like if I'm driving, she pulls them out and gives them to me. When it's down to the last few in the package, she's the first to pull them out, and she hands them to me to give me the last ones. And I'm thinking, and I know she wants them because she loves them, right? And even when she buys it for herself, and I don't even ask for any, she's always serving them up. And that may seem like the most menial and poor example of sacrifice, but it's not. And the reason I say that is because of who she is And that permeates absolutely everything she does. And I think about the hours that she, you know, where she sacrifices making more money because she would rather be available to, let's just say, take care of some of the business, some of the business things that I have going on during a crazy time. So for me, it's as simple as the things that we do for each other, and it's as grand as the things that we do for our children. So if you're a parent, you know truly what the meaning of sacrifice
is. Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And it seems remedial, but the reality of it is that we sacrifice all the time for our children to help them get to a better place. And we do it because we say, well, they're our children, and it's the right thing to do. That's what parents do. Well, if you think about it in the broader scheme of things, every one of us are siblings. Every one of us are brothers. Every one of us are sisters. And what if we applied that same type of thought process and mentality to everything that we did and everyone we interacted with? And in the workplace, I've seen amazing examples of this, and I've seen not so amazing examples. I see people in the business world who are all about, how do I get promoted? And you as my employee or employees or leaders that work for me, how can I make sure that you are executing to the nth degree so I can get the credit for it, so I can get the next promotion, I can get the next raise, I can get the next bonus to buy your newer car, and it's all about me. And what doesn't come easy is for those leaders to put themselves in the back and to make sure that and to make those sacrifices, whether it's something as simple as working a weekend so an employee can get that day off, because we see that all the time. Employees ask for time off, and they can't get it because there's no coverage on the weekend. Well, I guarantee you that leader's off on the same weekend. But I just think of simple examples. I think of the most extreme examples, Daniel. But when you I think of Aaron, and I think of the sacrifices you make for Aaron, even though Aaron's at an age where he's such an amazing child. He's older beyond his – he's mature beyond his years, but he's still a child. And you do these things not expecting anything in return, and you do it just because you want him to in a better place. That's sacrifice.
Right.
That because it's driven by love for someone else. And that's what we're talking about.
That's interesting, because I think, you know, how that I was trying to think of an example how that would work out actually in business, like if I was at work. And I don't know if I think about if people really do that, if they really sacrifice. I mean, could a person pass up a promotion for the sake of someone else? I mean, is that doable? is that doable, Johnny? I mean,
I think so.
I'm trying to put my arms around this and go, if someone's listening in right now, and by the way, please join in our conversation. We'd love to have you. 347-677-1965. Give us a call and tell us how sacrifice works in your business. And, you know, Johnny, I'm one that believes that who you are at home is who you are at work. So if you sacrifice at home, I think it's natural for you to do the same at work. But, you know, coming to those terms, I'm trying to what kind of example could we come up with that really shows that? I'm trying to think in my business world and my corporate world, you know, where I may have done that.
I'll tell
to
you
demonstrate.
Right now, I think let me think of an example. I can tell you an example, because today in a lot of large corporations, they all go through company reorgs, whether it's through lean processes and finding efficiencies, whether it's organizations are growing fast and they have to make changes to their hierarchical chart. But it's real easy in those environments to actually have leaders lose touch with what's right and get caught up in the issues around why are – so look, let me give you an example. So it's real easy for a company to go back and say, this is what we want you to do. We want you to cut 30 people out of your payroll to slim down, and ultimately in the end you'll still be in charge. Now,
right.
There are two types of leaders. There's the type of leader that's going to say, wait a second, as I look at this organization and how we're either flattening out or how we're growing it, I'm really evaluating my role in the organization. And am I contributing at the level you need me to? How do I fit, and then how does that affect my people? true sacrifice, and I've seen this, and I think it's one of the most beautiful and fascinating things, is when you see a leader literally put themselves aside and say, in this new organization, what you need is you need my team or you need my leaders handling these responsibilities in the future. And what you probably don't need is you don't need me. So in lieu of you reducing headcount by, let's just say, 3 and eliminating these individuals, I would encourage you to adjust their job descriptions, as appropriate. And then in the end, have them report to Billy Joe Bob as opposed to Daniel. And what I can tell you is that you're going to get more juice from the squeeze there. And we can find something else for me. And or if there's not a place for me, in one way or the other, I know that, you know, that I'll be taken care of. That sacrifice, that's putting other people first for the benefit, because it's the right thing to do, and for the benefit of the other human, with complete disregard and putting unconditional trust and faith that in some way, shape, or form, you're going to be okay. That's where we struggle in society, because it always goes back to, you know, they talk about, well, you know, there's the stories in the Bible where they talk about the wealthy, you know, contributing to the poor, but the woman who really got the most out of it was the one she gave her last dime. And it's in direct proportion. You've said this before in our conversation. It's your ability to sacrifice isn't necessarily in how much discretional, let's just say, funds or the ability you have to give. What it really comes down to is how much does it hurt, right? Is it really in the best interest of the individual that you're sacrificing for? Or is there still an ulterior motive of how you come out on the head? That's what's different. And I see that all the time in company reorgs, because I work with them quite often, and the leaders are always concerned about, okay, where do I land? And then we'll work on the people. They never really get to the root of what the work is to say, what's the work? Who's most qualified to do it? Oh, and if at the end of the day I have a seat at the table, that's gravy, but that's not the real intent. And that, in my mind, is a great example of sacrifice in our corporate world, and that's where these reorgs get all jacked up, is because they're not beginning with the end in mind. They're beginning with the leaders and how that affect me, regardless of how it affects the company.
You know, as you were speaking, I was thinking about, you know, that takes a person to really know who they are, to really. So I'm going to break this down. I'm going to break it down to something that we can all do today. You know, what kind of sacrifice can you make today through the rest of your day or tomorrow that demonstrate? Because remember what I said earlier, you are who you are no matter where you go. If you're a mean person and you're disguising it at work, eventually they're going to see you're a mean person. You are who you are no matter where you go. And making small sacrifices is something that comes natural to some people and some that they have to work on. So I was thinking about examples that we might be able to see. And it might be as easy as Johnny wants to go to lunch because he's got a date with his wife, but it's Dan's hour. And Dan wants to go to lunch because he's going out with a good friend and hasn't seen him for a while. What does Dan do? In the situation that we're talking about, Dan would say, Johnny, go ahead and go. I'll wait or postpone my lunch. That's sacrifice.
Amen.
Right?
Yep.
That's sacrifice. Yep. That's something we can all do, folks. Another one I was thinking about is getting up. And we all get in this situation, whether we're waiting in a restaurant or we're at the DMV or we're on a bus or we're on a train or we're in the subway, where we absolutely do not get up for an elderly person because we want to be comfortable. Because we want to be comfortable, right? And so we don't get up because we don't want to make that sacrifice. But what if you started to do those little things? How would that translate itself in the bigger things in leadership? Well, of course, it would be huge because it would be second nature, not something you have to think about. And then lastly, I think – I don't know if this is a big sacrifice or not, but I know the other day, Johnny, I grew up in Texas, so it's a natural habit for me to open doors for women. It's just – I just grew up that way, right? And I teach my son the same thing. You know, he tries to walk in. I pull him out by his collar, and I'll say, let her in. Let it go first. Not because it's a male chauvinist thing like some people want to make it, but because I think it's the right thing to do, to open and let this happen. So at the end of the day, these were little things. I was trying to come up with ways that we could demonstrate this in the workplace. And it might be that somebody wants to get off early and you cover their shift. and you're sacrificing your own time for that person. But in leadership, I think it's really important when we're leading, and I think great leaders do this. If you think of any great leader that we all know, they sacrificed many times, and many of them gave their lives. Many of them gave their lives for that ultimate sacrifice for their for humanity. So I think it's a it's an incredible opportunity for us to take a look. And Johnny, you helped me kind of put together this kind of this topic for this week. I'd love for you, because this is a show about business and spirituality, and we're never going to skirt around the issue. We're not going to, you know, tiptoe through the garden. It is what it is. This what we're here to do is to teach each other and you how to be in the business world and be mindful and spiritual at the same time, and be okay with, you know, actually being a good person every once in a while or most of the time. Tell us about Holy Week.
So Holy Week.
Notice how I had to preface all that so people wouldn't get upset.
Right, right. Well, and I think it's I love the idea of sacrifice for this show today, because this is what Holy Week's all about. And we use the examples, and as I get into this, I want to give a couple examples again so people understand, because as we go into, you know, for those who are Christian, we talk about, you know, Jesus Christ and what this week means to Christians. It's the holiest week of the year. I want to give a couple other examples, and you made me think of something, because, Daniel, you and I spend an awful lot of time on airplanes.
Yep.
And how often do you see a young man or young woman get on in their military uniform and someone in first class get up, sacrifice their seat to take the crappiest seat on the plane to give it to someone in military? That's sacrifice, right? So
wow,
anyone who's
that's huge.
A business, right? If you open a business, because part of it is it's ego. Can you get your ego out of the way enough to go sit
yep.
in the back of the plane and not look like you're a diamond or first class member, and you go back and you sit with the rest of the 98% of the people on that airplane? Now, the other example I would use is anyone who's an entrepreneur appreciates sacrifice, doesn't need an explanation. They just laugh. They're like, you know what, I'll call and I'll give you 1,000 examples of what sacrifice is like. And it means flying on the airlines that you would never fly on because it's the cheapest. It means staying in some of the hotels you would never stay at because it's the least expensive. It means you are making all sorts of personal sacrifices so you can financially afford to get this business up off the ground. It means hanging on to a car an extra couple years. It's all of those things when no matter how much it hurts, you know it's the right thing to do. And then when you put in the people element, it's no different, right? It's the things you give up for your children. Because you want your kids to go to a better school, you buy a smaller house. You buy a smaller car. You live in one car, right? That's what I'm talking about, sacrifice. So when you talk about Holy Week, so today is Holy Thursday. And for us Christians, this represents our Lord's Last Supper with the apostles. And Holy Thursday is followed by tomorrow, which we call Good Friday. Good Friday at approximately 3 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow is when Jesus died on the cross. Now, the reason that we talk about sacrifice is for Christians, you clearly understand that the reason Jesus died on the cross was 100% for us. For everyone that's on the earth today, everyone that will ever be on the earth, and it's all about he was our key to heaven. So when you die on good, when he passes on Good Friday, there's 3 days, and everyone knows whether you're a Christian or not, they talk about Jesus died in 3 days, he rose from the dead. 3 days later, which is Easter, we celebrate Jesus rising from the dead. And it's the most beautiful story, whether you read the New Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I could never do it service in the couple minutes we have here, but what I will tell you is this is one of the most beautiful weeks in the church, because they spend more time educating of what happened, what conversations took place, what miracles took place this week, how people responded, the sacrifices people made for Jesus, and those that turned their blind eye to him and acted like they never had anything to do with him, and they went with the crowd. And it's, you see such extreme, and I mean polarized examples. There was very few, when you're reading the Bible, very few people in the middle. Even those who claim to be the most holy ultimately are the ones who crucified Jesus and put him to death. So when you think about Holy Thursday, this evening, was the last meal that our Lord had on earth with the 12 disciples. And ultimately, one of those disciples, Judas, who was actually the traitor, he is the one who actually at the Last Supper got up and left the Last Supper and went and betrayed our Lord. And then later in the evening is when the soldiers came and they took Jesus away to be crucified literally the next day. They put the crown of thorns on him. They scourged him. All of that actually happens tomorrow. And then when he carries the cross, and ultimately the cross is posted, and he dies on that cross, flanked by two other, what they were robbers, they were criminals. And that story even is beautiful. Every aspect of this story is so amazing that even those criminals that were there, the one challenges Jesus and says, if you're truly the Lord, the Son of God, get us out of here, right? The gentleman on the other side,
right.
The criminal says to him, you know what, I know you're the Son of God. Please remember me when you enter into heaven. And at that point, Jesus says, you know what, dude, you're all set, you know, forever, right, in Johnny terms. And then ultimately 3 days later we have Easter. He rises, and it's one of the it's the most beautiful story ever written. And so for me, I thought that's why sacrifice was such an ideal topic for this week, because that was the ultimate sacrifice. And it was all about, you know, God giving us his only son for the sake of all of us to be able to live and go to heaven, which bodes the question, why the hell can't we behave like we really appreciate it, love each other like brothers and sisters, and all do the right thing for each other because it's the right thing to do? You know, Daniel, I know you'd do anything for me, and I would do anything for you.
Right.
Our challenge is, would we do anything for anyone else on the planet? And that's why we're works in progress.
You know, I think you just nailed the hammer on the head, and I think I want to take a global perspective to what you just shared, and thank you for sharing that. If we look at the world today, and I'm specifically talking about Belgium and what happened in Brussels this week. The only way we deal, the reason why things like that happen is because we're selfish in a lot of ways, as human beings, as countries. And in order for us to be able to sacrifice a little bit of our ego, we're going to have to start loving each other and getting along with each other. Because the darkness cannot exist in the light, even a pinhole of light. But when the darkness does things like it did, and I call it darkness, terrorism, whatever you want to call it, it creates an opportunity for people to wane and to give up. And that's the opposite of, I think, what we should be thinking about and we should be doing. And so I just want to encourage it. Sacrifice, I think, in the global stance, the global sense of the word today might be sacrificing customs, sacrificing ideas, sacrificing egos, sacrificing customs, traditions, whatever it may be, to create a global family that does what Johnny just talked about, and that's loves each other for the sake of loving each other, because we're all brothers and sisters. He said that earlier. And so, you know, we're a brother or a sister or a cousin or a son, you know, whatever, a son and daughter. So I think that the sacrifice that we may be needing to do or to participate in is, nothing happens on a global basis without it happening on a personal basis. Like, there is no such thing as oneness unless you love yourself first and your higher power first. Well, first your higher power than you. So if that doesn't exist, how can you be one if you don't love yourself? You can't. It's impossible. It's an oxymoron. So so on a bigger field or a global field, sacrificing, I think it's easy. I'm going to take the family out because it's too easy. I would sacrifice my life for my son, just like you would for your children and your wife. I get that. So let's take the family out, because I think that's almost, I'm not going to say it's a given, because a lot of families don't feel that way, but I'm going to say it's easier. What about the person that's asking you for a dollar? Do you eat the ice cream because it's your last dollar, or do you give it? That's sacrifice. Or do you give
That's
it to
right.
them? Or do you buy, or better yet, buy the ice cream and then give it to them?
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's the kind of
That's
sacrifice
exactly
I think we're talking
Daniel.
About.
And you don't do it, and here's the other thing, and you're not doing it because you look to impress someone else that happens to be with you. You do it because it's the right thing to do. Do you do it when you see someone sitting there that's homeless? Do you look at that person? What were you to do if you were to rename that person the name of your brother or your sister? Right? What would you do for that individual? I'm not saying everyone appreciates it. That's not for us to judge. Are you willing to sacrifice to give them your coffee, your cupcake, your breakfast sandwich, whatever it is? That is sacrifice. And you do it because it's in your heart, not for personal gain. And when you do that, here's what's amazing. The Bible even says that when you do it, you'll receive back tenfold. You'll get back a hundredfold. When you do that for others, even if it's your last dollar, it's amazing. You and I talk about this all the time. It's amazing how you know these things will rain back down upon you, whether it's financially, whether it's socially, whether it's through your network. It doesn't matter. But when every time you go out and you do something for someone else unselfishly, it always comes back and pays you in spades.
I love that. I love that. Boy, I can't believe how fast our shows go. One of these days we're going to have to go to 45-minute or one-hour shows and start bringing in guests. And, folks, we always are looking for ideas and people to interview. Give us a call at 347-677-1965 or get a hold of us and let us know what kind of topics you would like to hear us discuss. In the coming weeks, you're going to hear us talking about the return on investment in the new, not the new, but maybe the awareness around mindfulness in corporate America. We're also going to be discussing a new word that I learned the other day, absenteeism versus presenteeism. It's not even a word, but I get it that being present is part of how we get where we want to go. Johnny, I'm going to let you close us out, and then we're going to rock and roll.
Wonderful. Well, Daniel, I would tell you, think about it. You've got a wonderful weekend to process what sacrifice means. Most of us will be with our family, which is one of the most wonderful times of year next to Christmas. And I wish you all the happiest and holy weeks, the most wonderful of Easters, and may this be one of your most joyous holiday seasons of the year. So God bless all of you. Thanks, Daniel. You too, my friend.
You bet. Take care.
You've been listening to Awakening Spirituality in Business Today with Daniel Gutierrez and Johnny Hernandez. To provide feedback, listen to more episodes, or learn how Daniel and Johnny can help you in your business, visit their websites at livingwithpurpose.today or danielgutierrez.com. You can also call them directly at 1-805-764-1463. Thank you again for listening. The personal fulfillment and professional success you've been searching for is within your reach. Lead with your heart and live a life of purpose today.